Hey, Kristen.
Hey, Rafer.
All right, I have a question for you. Did you reach back now into your youth? Did you go to prom?
Oh, that is my youth.
That is.
That's more than half a lifetime ago for me, actually.
Goodness. That means it's even more than that for me. All right. I wish you hadn't said that.
But the answer is no.
You did not.
I did not go to prom.
Oh.
I actually was sent off to college a year early.
So during
my senior year, I was already in college. And then I didn't have an amazing romantic life by any means when I went off to college. But I was seeing this older guy.
Oh.
At the time that prom rolled around. And
by older, you mean?
He was in his mid-20s.
Ooh, okay.
I was 17 or 18, and I think he was like 23 or 24.
Wow.
Around that. Yeah. And, I'm an incredibly practical person, and I'm an incredibly romantic person. And so the way I saw it was, if I wasn't really, really in love with who I was with, I didn't want to bring him to the prom. I didn't want to waste my money on that because my practical side was, oh, that's going to be hundreds of dollars. I have to buy a dress, the tickets, all this. And if I'm not really in love with him, I don't want to do it.
And that's a lot of money back then.
Oh, yeah.
At that age, right?
It's
a few hundred bucks.
Money.
Is like,
especially
you know,
when your job is being a telemarketer for an environmental nonprofit, which is what my job was. Yeah. It was not so good. But
And you already knew this like just wasn't really the guy?
Oh, I knew he wasn't the guy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was somebody from the environmental nonprofit dating a younger girl.
Okay.
Sleazy. Yeah. And Rafer, did you go to the prom?
Yeah, I did. I will tell you that story. I'll keep it brief. But before I tell you my awful, heartbreaking prom story.
Oh, no.
Let me introduce myself. This is Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday.
And this is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway. And this is Movie Day.
All right, Kristen. My prom story, very briefly, is I really had a very, very, very miserable high school existence. Very small group of friends, one of whom I had a deep, deep crush on all through high school. In fact, I think that actually that crush actually reached back to fourth grade.
I wish you could say her name.
I'll do us both the favor of not saying her name.
Oh no. Okay. All right.
But long time crush. So I nursed that crush very hard for a long time. We were both pretty kind of loners. By the time prom came around, we realized that we had no one else to go with. So we decided to both go to prom together.
And you were thrilled.
And I was thrilled. I was thrilled also realizing, knowing that this was pointless. But I did it anyway. We were both rather odd. And so we wore matching tuxedos.
Wow.
Which kind of drew some stares. Also because I was one of the few white guys in my high school that had an earring, and that was also kind of an odd thing back then, even though we're talking about the 80s. It kind of seemed like that was common at the time, but in my high school it kind of wasn't. So we show up in our matching tuxedos, we get to prom, we do the whole thing, and then we sit at prom realizing that, okay, so A, we don't know anyone here, B, we don't like to dance, C, we're not going to make out. So what are we doing here? And so we left prom early. We went to go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And thus your movie career begins.
Yes.
Angsty.
It's a sad prom
heartbroken.
Story.
Heartbroken.
Sad prom story.
So you feel sad about your prom.
I feel sad about my prom, yes. And of course, the reason we're talking about all this is because of Disney's Prom.
Prom, the movie.
Prom.
Prom.
Prom. Everyone's looking forward to prom.
There's no way I'm going to that prom. No shot.
Prom. No.
Anything can happen.
I think that proms are a night. Graduation is for the parents, but prom is for each one of us.
Prom the movie. with a young cast, Amy Teagarden, Thomas McDonald. Great cast, actually.
Yeah, they were terrific.
Yeah.
I thought they were all really, really good.
Yeah.
Hold on, which is the one that looks like Johnny Depp in the movie?
That's Thomas McDonald.
Oh, yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
I liked him a lot.
Yes. And so, we should say the movie is basically, I think I counted it up, I think it's roughly speaking 13 main characters all going to prom at Brookside High. They're all getting ready for the big the big night. And Amy Teagarden plays Nova. She's the sort of school everything, you know, mm-hmm. captain of this.
Also known as that gal from Friday Night Lights, if anyone watches that.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And she plays this, you know, so she's this type A successful girl from a working class background, but very successful and, you know, heading off to college. And Thomas McDonald plays Jesse, who is the essentially Judd Nelson from The Breakfast Club, the rebel. You know, he rides a motorcycle. His hair is a little bit longish. You know, he's very sour grapes on everything. You know, cuts class a lot, blah, blah, blah. And they get thrown together, kind of, yeah, I guess you could say the prom committee, but basically they are both tasked with working together to make prom a beautiful, wonderful thing. And you can guess what happens between these two mismatched folks.
You know, I went in there and I had no idea what was going to happen. No, of course I knew what was going to happen. Well, I knew. But you know what the surprises were? Hmm. Here are my surprises in the movie. I was kind of surprised that it was set up to be such a big deal. Like when people got asked to the prom or asked somebody to the prom, it was on the level of a marriage proposal.
That's exactly what it was. It was all essentially one big giant wedding. It
yeah.
seemed like, right? I
mean, and you had to ask in the right way. You couldn't say, so are we going to do this or not?
Right.
A girl then would respond, you have to ask me.
Right.
When are you going to ask me the right way?
Right.
And we would have to one by one watch all of these characters that you mentioned, 13 of them,
right.
go through this rigmarole of being asked in the appropriate way that's romantic, that
right.
has a lot of candles. And
elaborate, very elaborate.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, well, you were bringing up the question of the importance of prom in the teenage movie narrative, possibly just the teenage life narrative.
Yeah.
But in movies, I feel like the idea of prom has gone a little bit in and out of vogue over the years.
Hmm.
But when you were talking about the importance of prom in the movies, what were the movies that came to mind for you?
Well, I think about a few. I think Pretty in Pink.
Yes,
I was a really
course.
Big John Hughes fan when I was a kid. And that whole movie, the last 50%, maybe the last third of the movie, is filled with, are you taking me to prom or not?
Right,
and
right.
You said you were going to take me to prom. What's happening with prom, Blaine?
Right.
What's happening with prom? And
right.
we have the memories of Annie Potts' character. Is that right? Annie Potts?
Annie, in Pretty in Pink?
Yeah, who plays her older sister character who manages the record store.
Oh, yes, right, yes.
And her memories of prom, and she brings out her prom dress, and there's the making of the prom dress. There's a lot of time in that movie dedicated to prom because that's
yes.
the way of showing that these two really love each other, and
right.
it's not just a we're having fun thing.
Right. Well, and that's him being the rich kid and her being the poor kid. That's going to be his way of introducing her into society in a way, right?
Yeah.
Not just his mistress, basically. right?
That's great. Yeah, that's exactly it, Rafer. And
yeah.
I think that a lot of the prom stories out there are just a parable for marriage or
yeah.
for – like usually I think it's a parable for marriage.
Yes.
But I think in some cases you're right. Like that's definitely introducing her to society,
right?
Sort
right.
of story. Well, what about you? What jumps to your mind when you think about?
I mean, I certainly thought about Pretty in Pink. I also remember Footloose.
Oh, that's on my list too.
Well,
absolutely, the whole movie is about
right,
yeah.
right. The rogue prom, right? the alternative prom that he's going to set up, right, and teach everyone how to cut loose.
Footloose.
Exactly. And I also was thinking about Back to the Future. That one also takes place at the end it takes place at prom. Basically in that one it's a little bit less about
it's also about
marriage because he's trying to bring his parents together so that
because you know it's true love if you go to the prom together.
Right.
You
right.
know that it's destined to be some sort of long story about your life together. Thank God
exactly.
for you and me it wasn't.
Right.
How sad would that be if that was what laid out the rest of our lives?
That would be pretty depressing. I have to agree. But doesn't it seem to you, I mean, like when I was going back and trying to think of all the prom movies, and maybe this is just a function of my own age, but all the ones I could think of were mostly from the 80s. But then it did strike me that the teen flicks in the 90s, I feel like prom kind of fell out of fashion. I couldn't really think of any prom films from the 1990s. And I feel like that's because in the 90s, everyone went alt, right? Everyone thought they were part of the alternative culture.
Mm-hmm.
And prom was like not cool, right?
And that's the one thing that saved me, by the way, as a teenager, was because I was a high school graduate in the 90s. And
okay.
And so there were a lot of people who were either opting out of prom.
Right.
Or
okay.
who would go to prom like you and your date in tuxedos and be ironic.
Right.
They would do it so ironically.
Exactly.
It was so ironic. Yeah.
Exactly.
And I think that's the one thing that back then made me feel like, it's probably not that big of a deal.
So you felt a little less like you were missing out on this major event. That's the thing. I feel like in the 90s, and I don't know what was really responsible for the shift. I mean, again, aside from just sort of like grunge and all this kind of stuff. But I mean, also, I feel like it went from John Hughes to Tim Burton. Do you know what I mean? And it went from like Molly Ringwald to Winona Ryder.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like there was this shift, right? Everything went dark. Everything got all kind of, like you were saying, dark, ironic, you know, a little bit
was in high gear at that point, too. I mean,
high gear, yes.
You think about things like Reality Bites. Do you remember
exactly.
OK Cola, that soda that came out at the time?
Daniel Clowes doing the artwork? Yes,
yeah,
of course
everything
I do.
Was so ironic back then.
Right.
But you know what? Then something else I just thought of. Maybe there were a lot of 90s prom movies, but you and I at that point were too old to watch them.
That's totally possible.
Maybe there are tons of...
And I just couldn't, and I just didn't know them. And I was out of the loop by then, right? I mean, I'm kind of out of the loop now. But doesn't it seem to you, at least in a larger cultural sense, that high school is cool again? Glee, High School Musical, this movie, prom. Like all of a sudden, high school is really like fun and happy. And the one thing that struck me about this prom, and again, it's a Disney movie, so maybe this is kind of obvious. What a great high school to go to. Multiracial. Everyone, there's no bullies.
Yeah,
right?
It's amazing. The fat kids and the thin kids both get invited to prom.
Oh, yeah. That's one
thing that totally threw me off. I'm like, wow, the one group you think wouldn't be okay, the fat kids.
Right,
even they get invited to the prom.
Yeah, they're all
yeah,
just
that's
the
great.
Goths are hanging out with the athletes. The athletes are hanging out with the geeks. There's the Rollo character who is, again, Disney film. He's a crypto stoner.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's not, we never see him toking on a joint, but you can tell that he's supposed to be a stoner, right? Because he's kind of spaced out. But like, he's at prom. Everyone's.
Oh, but you
right?
know what just crossed my mind? You know who I don't think was at prom? Gay couples.
No, that's true. There are no gay couples in the
film.
But
it is Disney. Disney has a problem with gay, doesn't it?
I don't know. Maybe. Is that someplace they're not really, you know, looking back, is that someplace they're not comfortable going yet? I don't know.
Maybe not in their teen movies.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Yeah.
But that's true. I mean, I remember thinking, wow, I mean, there's an Asian couple, black couple. It's all very multiracial. It's all very, what's the word for it? Cast crossover, right? The geeky music kid asks out that little pretty Cupid doll girl, Simone.
Yeah.
Right? It asks her out and she's totally fine with it. She teaches him how to play guitar. No gays at Brookside High.
Yeah.
They're not ready.
So you feel that this movie is bringing us back to an era where high school's great again and prom is important again.
Doesn't it seem like it to you?
It's weird. I guess it is saying that high school's great and prom's important again. But at the same time, I feel that that's going completely counter to what we hear
in the news
right
yeah,
now.
Because
when I think of this generation now, all I hear about is cyberbullying, face-to-face bullying.
Right, right. Text, all the texting, the social network stuff. Yeah, I
it
know.
It just sounds like a hellish, hellish time to be a high school student. When I
right.
think about how bad my high school was growing up, and then I add all the social networking nonsense to it.
Right.
God, I sound old. This social networking nonsense. Oh, gosh, kids today. No, but I think, God, it must be so much worse if you feel like you're already a nerd in school or you're alienated or you don't have a lot of friends and then...
And then you're publicly alienated.
Yeah, that seems really hard, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I
know.
Seems really, really hard.
I know, but you're exactly right because I was thinking the same thing. Well, it's funny... Briefly, you know, I used to be one of the rock critics at Newsday, and I spent a lot of time covering a lot of these very small bands out on Long Island. So there were all these little, you know, emo punk bands that were starting up, and they were all either in or fresh out of high school. So these kids were 17, 18, 19, maybe they were 20. And so I spent a lot of time talking to these kids over the, what would that be, kind of early to mid-2000s, let's say. And man, they just all loved high school. They all had a great time. They all played sports. They all had friends. They entered the talent contest. That's where they met their bandmates. They loved their parents. I mean, they just...
Wow.
There was none of this like, oh, high school, the conformity, man. You know, it was so... There was none of that. None of that. They were all just totally happy with their high schools, where they came from, where they grew up, who their parents were. And it really made me wonder... You know, I don't just left a big question mark over my head because that was not my high school experience. But it made me wonder if there was some, you know, turn back to, you know, high school is this kind of magical time, you know, that maybe that's cool again. Maybe that's acceptable.
I mean, do you think those kids are telling the truth? Do you think they really loved it?
You know, I don't know. But as what's her face, Amy Teagarden, says in Prom, because I was listening for this, you know, at the very beginning, it's a voiceover movie. And mm-hmm. she says, she starts out saying something like, you know, high school, it happens to everyone.
And then, I loved that.
Right?
And I loved that.
But you're kind of sitting there thinking, you're waiting for some Breakfast Club-y angst, right? Mm-hmm. But that doesn't happen. Then she starts talking about prom, saying, and then there's prom, and prom is this great night when no one cares, like, what kind of person you are. And she says something like, no one cares, you know, who wore the varsity jacket and who got cut from the team. We're all just in it together. And I just kind of thought, what high school is this?
That's what I thought, too.
You know,
Malarkey.
I wish I'd gone there, but
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
You know, then again, Rafer, maybe something was just wrong with me and you when we were in high school.
Maybe that's the take-home message, is that, you know, it's the problem is you and me, Kristen.
Oh, it always is.
Did you know that you can follow Movie Date on Twitter and Facebook? You can also give us feedback on the podcast and tell us what movies you want us to see next.
Log on to themoviedate.org to find out more. And thanks so much for listening.